Everybody, and again, thank you for calling into the Master's Morning Call. I will now turn this call over to our hostess.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm telling you, I am so excited, LaShawn. Thank you so much for seating and greeting the people this morning here, our family here on the Master's Call. I'm telling you, you got me so excited and fired up, and I praise God and thank God for him showing up supernaturally in your life on yesterday, because, see, that's what God does. See, he puts the super on the natural, and when those two words come together to form one, supernatural, it is an awesome, awesome feeling. I mean, I heard so many testimonies and praise reports this morning that I just know that today is going to be, as Dr. P.K. Roberts would say, a super fantastic Wednesday. So thank you, thank you, thank you, each one of you, for dialing in this morning to the Master's Call, where LaShawn has put out the word, trust in his word Wednesday. Trust in his word. What does that mean? That means that in every promise that God has gave us in the Bible, we know that his word is true. We know that his word is life. So today we're going to speak life. We're going to walk in truth. We're going to walk in purpose. We're going to walk on purpose. And we're going to do the supernatural things that God has promised us to do. I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and see, when I got up this morning, I know that the devil probably said, oh, my God, she is up again. Yes, I'm up on fire, because we have to build the kingdom for Jesus Christ. So we thank you for calling in to the Master's Call, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas, we welcome each one of you, and we thank you for calling into this call. See, the purpose of this call is that when you call in, that your lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. So what other way is there to begin your day than with the Master? The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, but to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. See, here in the morning we stand together in unity, in love, on one accord, and we lift up our prayer requests. We lift up our praise to God. We give God the glory and the honor for who he is. And I'm telling you, things are changing. Wake up, people. Don't sleep no more. It's not a time for sleep and slumber, but it's time to love God and do what God has purposed you to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you once again for calling in to the Master's Call. See, the thread and the tool that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. And I heard Platinum President Marie and Dorothy get on this morning and tell us about Transform 90. And I'm telling you, Transform 90, I thank the DS De Leon family for birthing that out. And it has results. Go to YouTube and put in Transform 90 for artists and look at what those lives have been transformed into. And not only those lives, but you have the opportunity to tap into Transform 90 too. If you're interested in getting a PDF file for Transform 90, get with the person who invited you to this call and let them tell you what Transform 90 is about. And if you don't know who invited you to this call, send an email to the Master's Call, and we will just get some information out to you on who you can contact regarding this phenomenal program. Because, see, the next 90 days in Artists International are going to be off the chain, as my son would say. So tap in and make sure that you stay connected to what is going on and the way that we are moving forward. At this time, I'm going to call my sister Willa to the phone this morning and ask her to come on the line and go ahead and continue to usher in the presence of God in prayer this morning. Minister Willa, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 tells us to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our requests known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Father God, we come to you this morning worshiping you, glorifying your name, lifting you up, for you are God and God alone. Only you can do the things that you do. Father, we thank and praise you that you chose to send your son, Jesus Christ, for all the things that all the testimonies that were given this morning, that you'll be the doctor in the hospital, that you'll be the judge and the lawyer in the courtroom and everything else, Lord. It was because of those things, Lord, you already knew that you were going to do that for us. So we thank and praise you for the victory. We don't even take any credit for it, Lord, because it's nobody but you. And you are no respecter of persons. Father, we thank and praise that we can come together each and every Monday through Friday morning to hear the word of God, oh Lord, to know that we can trust you, Lord, and then to know that we can share that trust in you with somebody else after we hear the word that is preached here. We thank and praise you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who were faithful to the word, faithful to your mandate for them, oh God, and we just see the fruits of their labor. Oh God, bless them indeed. Continue to bless their going out and their coming in. Continue to bless Dr. Vanessa as she takes care of her parents. Continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts as she comes to a decision on what she's going to do. Continue to bless her as ambassador in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, oh God, that they were just so faithful, that they said yes, oh God, to the plan that you had for them. And just look at how we are all here now in Jesus' name. We thank and praise you. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker, Kathy, who's going to give us a word, oh my God, that I know that will go down to the very soles of our feet. Oh God, we just ask that you continue to order her footsteps, be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Oh God, and in the word that she's preached this morning, oh God, you've just already given her all the words she needs to say to give it. And Father, bless her entire family in Jesus' name. Now we thank you for each and every person who's on this line, ITMC family, oh God, that we would go out in the world today knowing that we can trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our paths on this Trust His Word Wednesday. We give you praise, and we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, and just help us to walk like you, be like you, talk like you, look like you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
To God be the glory. Thank you, my sister, for that anointed prayer this morning. I'll tell you, we are excited about Jesus this morning on this line. And so without further ado, it is time to bring up the speaker for this morning. She is no stranger to this call. She is truly a woman of God. She is humble. She is meek. And she has a godly spirit. She is an Artist International distributor, and I'm telling you, she is doing awesome things with the artist business, going around the world, educating people on how important it is to be well. She is the wife of Joseph B. Washington. She hails from Atlanta, Georgia. She's a mother. She's a sister. She's a friend. She is a servant of God, and this morning she is our messenger for this morning. And anytime she speaks, she brings the Rhema word of God. So get your pens, get your tablets, get ready for the woman of God this morning. And at this time, it is my honor and my privilege to bring to you none other than Minister Kathy Washington at this time. Minister Kathy, are you out there this morning?
I'm here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away. The floor is yours. Oh,
thank you so much. I appreciate the kind introduction. I appreciate the anointing of God on this call this morning. My God, I dialed in, and as soon as I came on the line, I felt the anointing. So I praise God for the opportunity. I praise God for Pastor Vanessa and what she does. And I tell you, she is true to her name. She will stretch you, hallelujah, to your place of destiny. And I bless her this morning. I praise God for Dr. PK and all the stretching that she does in prayer and speaking to us and sharing with us. I just thank the Lord for this entire Master Call family. I praise God because you all have made an indelible impression upon my life, and I praise God for that. And prayer warriors, I tell you, I thank the Lord that you have sisters who will, and brothers who will stand with you in warfare, stand with you against the enemy, and declare the word of the Lord. There's nothing like that when you are in a battle. You know you got some folks you can call and say, just pray. Don't have to get into the specifics or all the details, but just pray. And know that you all will get a prayer through. So I praise God for each of you today. I did say sisters and brothers. Brothers, I want that to be a wake-up call to you today. I prophesy to you today that you shall be a part of this prayer warrior team. We are believing, God, that the expansion of this team will continue to grow. There's much work to do for the kingdom of God, and so we call you forth, and even more sisters who want to join us in our journey and what the Lord is doing in our lives. It's not enough for us to just come to this line and not be a part of what God is doing. We want you to get the word, but we also want you to assist us in what God is doing. And God is doing some amazing things in the lives of his people. And I want to encourage your heart today. I'm not going to be before you long today, but I am coming with a word in my belly today. I have several things that I want to talk about, but here's what the Lord honed in on me today, even as I was praying this morning. And the Lord always knows how to prepare us. He told us to be ready the instant in season and out of season. So that means to be ready at all times. So I praise God for the opportunity this morning to come before you. And what we're going to talk about today is I want to remind you who you are. I want to remind you who you are, because sometimes we forget. When we're in the midst of trials and tribulation and circumstance and challenges, the enemy wants us to forget who we are. Today, I want you to be reminded of the fact that you are God's choice. Yes, I'll say it again. You are God's choice. We're not, and I know for those of you who have heard my husband and I share on the message of breaking the spirit of average. We talk about, you know, not being average, but being extraordinary. Well, as I studied and go further in thinking about average living is just someone who decides, you know what, my life is just like everybody else. I'm common. I stand here to declare that you are not average. As a matter of fact, you are God's choice, and I've got the word of the Lord on it today, so I want you to go with me to Ephesians, hallelujah, 1, and we're going to read just a couple of verses from Ephesians 1. In fact, I'm going to start at the fourth verse. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible, and I'm going to insert some commentary as I read the scripture today, remembering today that you are not average, but you are God's choice. Even as in his love, he chose us. Hallelujah. It means that God actually picked us out for himself as his own. He chose us in Christ. And what he did is before the foundation of the world that we should be holy. I'll say that again. We should be holy. It means that we are to be consecrated. We are to be set aside for him, blameless in his sight, even above reproach, before him in love. It means that we shall be holy. He chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Verse number 5, for he foreordained us. Foreordained, predestined, you've heard it. It simply means that our lives are destined. We are planned. He planned us. Oh, glory to God. In love for us. He planned, he has a plan. We've heard it over and over again. Jeremiah 29:11 confirms it. It says God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. In other words, he has predestined us. He has destined our lives for absolute greatness unto him. It says, for he foreordained us to be adopted as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the will, with the purpose of his will. So in other words, the Lord has chosen you. He has picked you and I out. Hallelujah. What does it mean to be chosen? It means that you are distinguished. You've been selected. You are of very good quality. You've been pulled out above everybody else. You have been favored.
You're first. You're grade A. You're excellent. You're top quality. Bless God. You're high grade. In other words, you are preferred. Hallelujah. I love it. You are absolutely preferred. God has called and chosen you for himself. From the foundation of the world, he chose you. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy 7 and 6 says, for you are a holy and set aside people. That's what you are. I don't care what the enemy has said to you, said about you. Yes, you are holy and set apart people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people. You might be saying to yourself today, oh, but Sister Kathy, you don't know what I have experienced in my life. You don't know that I came from the wrong side of the street or from the wrong track, other side of the tracks. You don't know how I grew up. You don't know how my family relations is even now. You don't know what's going on in my world. You know what? I don't have to know. Hallelujah. Because the word of the Lord is true. He said he chose you. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what you came out of. It doesn't even matter where you're going. He chose you from the foundation of the world. I'm going to try to calm down just a little bit here. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people to himself. Out of all the people on the face of the earth, let that encourage and soak into your spirit today. God has chosen you. He's chosen you for greatness. Now, the question remains, are you going to choose him? Now, that is a responsibility on our part. He chose you. He says, you know what? I'm going to embrace you. I'm going to pull you into myself. I've got plans for you. I've got purpose for you. I've got greatness for you. Now, I'm choosing you. I'm choosing to embrace you as my own. I'm adopting you right on in. Jesus made that possible for us to be adopted into the family of God. We're royalty. We absolutely belong to him. Now, the responsibility that falls on us is our choice to choose him. Hallelujah. You've got to say, Father, above everything else, I choose you. And when you get that agreement, the fact that he's chosen us and we choose him, when you come into that place of agreement now, you can have nothing but absolute greatness in your life. Because it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to send your way, you can be assured of the fact that because God chose me, in fact, he chose me above everything else, everybody else, every circumstance, every situation, God has chosen you. Hallelujah. And he's chosen you for himself. The responsibility lies on us. Are you going to choose him today? Simply, I want to go to couple of other scriptures that I want to read in your hearing just so that you can meditate on this. Deuteronomy 26 and 18 says, and the Lord has declared this day that you are his particular, peculiar people as he promised you. You are to keep all of his commandments. So I said the responsibility that we have is that we have to choose him. We have to choose to obey him, choose to walk in his way, choose to say, God, above everything else, you're greater. Hallelujah. There's nobody greater than you. That song really rings in my spirit even now. There is nobody greater than our God. Deuteronomy 26 and 19. Hallelujah. And he will make you high above all nations which he has made, in praise, in fame, in honor, that you shall be a holy people to the Lord your God, as he has spoken. He calls us to be holy. It's not enough for us to just say, yes, I accept you, Lord God. I choose you, Lord God. But he calls us to be holy. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have failure. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges and you're not going to have situations. Let me just reassure you, you are. But what he called us to is holy living.
putting away the thing that so easily beset us, the thing that causes us issues, causes unrest in our spirit. We've got to choose to be holy. We've got to choose to separate ourselves from those things that are unholy, those things that doesn't bring glory to his name. And we don't have to identify all of those. You know what those are. You have a conscience. And those of you that have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, let you know, don't do that. That's not right. That doesn't bring honor and glory to his name. Don't do that. And even if we should fall, let me just talk to those who can keep it real today. Even when we do fall, hallelujah, I am so glad that we have an advocate. We have Jesus Christ. We have one that we can go to that will help us when we fall. And all we got to do is simply repent. Repent means to turn away and come back to him and say, Father, here I am. I've sinned against you. I've failed you in this way. Maybe I didn't tell the whole truth in that situation. Maybe I didn't do what I didn't treat that sister right. I had an attitude or I had a disposition about myself that was not holy. It was not becoming to you. Will you forgive me, Lord? And he's so faithful, hallelujah. And he is so just that he will forgive us and allow us to come back in. Hallelujah. Continue to shower us with his blessings. I just want to encourage you today to be reminded of the fact that you are his chosen. He chose you before the foundation of the earth. I was thinking about being chosen and what that feels like. I know when my husband and I have rented cars and we've gone to hotels, and when you get to a certain status, even flying, they will give you preferential treatment when you have, you know, traveled so many miles and all of this kind of stuff. They'll give you extra, you know, benefits. I thank God that as a chosen child of God, you have been given benefits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And those benefits allow you a special treatment. It says to you, be reminded of the fact that if somebody comes and align themselves with you, guess what? They just came under an umbrella of favor just because they connected to you. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know who you belong to. You've got to know that you're valuable. You've got to know that you're worth everything that God says that you are. The anointing always recognizes the anointing. So this is not an arrogant conversation that I'm having or sharing here today, that you walk in arrogancy or, you know, you just got to know that you are not common. You're a special treasure to God. He says you're a royal priesthood. You're a part of a royal family. I want you to be reminded today that you're not average, but you're absolutely preferred in the kingdom of God. And when you walk out with that, you can start making some declarations about yourself. I know what the circumstance might be looking like to you and to others. But when you start to declare the word of the Lord of yourself, I am chosen. He chose me. Above everything else, he chose me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what is on your credit report today, you are God's chosen. I'm not suggesting that you don't get things right and you don't do things right. I'm just simply suggesting that sometimes you've got to remember who you are. Not sometimes, all the time. You must know who you are and who you belong to. And when you know that, realize that you're going to experience some preferential treatment. Realize you're going to experience some extra benefits. And so today, as you go out today, and I'm bringing this to a close, as you go out today, I want you to remind yourself, remind the enemy, I'm God's chosen. I'm his chosen daughter. So I'm expecting some benefits today. I'm expecting God to do super, exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. I'm expecting God to show up today because I'm his chosen. You know, when I call my mom and dad and I ask them for things when I was growing up, I didn't have no question about whether or not they were going to do it because I knew I was chosen. And that's what each one of you are today in the family of God. You are chosen by God. Walk that out. Walk it out in your business. Walk it out in your family life. Walk it out at your job. Walk it out. Walk with that assurance that you are God's chosen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Tiffany, I'm going to give this back to you. I apologize. I went over a few minutes, but I am excited because I am chosen by God, and I hope that the people of God receive that word today. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for redirecting our mindset this morning and letting us know that we are God's choice. She said, we are, you are, each and every single one of us on this line are God's choice. I'm telling you, honey, you had that word in your belly and you brought it forth this morning, so I thank God for you and for that powerful message this morning. To God be the glory for the things that he is doing on the Master's Call this morning. At this time, Minister Robin, if you would come to the line right now and go ahead and seal this word and this call out in prayer at this time. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that has gone forward, and we thank you because we are your choice. And Father, right now, I lift up Dr. PK to you, Father. I lift up Miss Josie, Valerie, Father, Shirley Merrick, Janet Bryant, Ron Cortez, Mother Whitaker, and Papa Preston, Father. I thank you, Lord, because you said in your word, when we pay attention to your word, Father, and we don't let it leave our sight. It's in our heart, Father, and we've chosen life, and we know your word is health to our body. It is health to our continent. I thank you that they do not fear, Father, and they are not dismayed because you, Lord God, you are their strength, and you have uphold them with your righteous hand. Lord, they will not forget any of your benefits, because it is you who have healed them and you who have forgiven all sins, Father. For they walk with long life, and you are satisfying them, and they're showing you their salvation, Lord God. I speak right now to healing, Father, strength to their bones, to their muscles, to their joints, to their organs, to their head, their eyes, Father, their throat, kidneys, Lord God, every part of their bodies, Father, their spine, their spleen, divine help in the name of Jesus, because they are not average. They are your choice. They are highly favored. Everyone on this call is highly favored. We choose life, Lord God, and we know that we are your special treasure. We are preferred by you in the kingdom of God, and we give you all the praise and all of the honor in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin, for closing this call and sealing that word in prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Sister LaShawn, for spiritually greeting us and seating us this morning. To you, Minister Willa, thank you for your anointed opening prayer. And to you, Minister Kathy, thank you so much for that Rhema word this morning. And what would this call be without each of you who have dialed in to the Master's Call? If you missed any part of this call, remember the playback number, 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677-pound, the website address, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and if you would like to send us an email, that would be themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we have already been challenged today. Know whose you are. So as you go out today and you be that great minister in the marketplace, hold on, hold fast the confession of your hope without wavering, for God, who has promised, is faithful. So walk and stand on the word of God today and have a super fantastic, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. And know that we will hear you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.